So welcome to the Infinitely More podcast. I am Rick Scavuzzo, and at Grace Church, we often say that the purpose of our church is to know it, live it, and give it away. And one of the ways that people kind of experience that purpose in the most profound and impactful ways is through missions trips and the give it away ministries that we have at our campuses. And today I have the privilege of having a conversation with three of the leaders at Grace who've kind of seen that firsthand or are involved firsthand in the give it away ministries and have seen God work in the hearts of people around the world through the, through our efforts and missions and in the hearts of the people that go on those trips to lots of places around the world. So maybe we'll start with some introductions. Jeremy Feaster from the Medina campus, you want to tell us real quick how long you've been there at Medina doing that role?
Yeah, I've been at Medina, the Give It Away and Care pastor since November of 2025. So not very long, about a year. Did I do that wrong? November of 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Good. How about you, Sarah? Sarah Friddle from the Norton campus?
Yeah, I've been leading Give It Away at Norton campus for about 7 years. Since 2019.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And John Bowen at the Bath campus.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been leading in this current role for about 2 years, coming up on 2 years here this summer.
Cool. Okay, so why don't we start? I would just love to start by hearing a little bit about your own personal journey and what God did to put on your heart a desire to serve in ministry in this way. Sarah, would you mind starting?
Sure. My first international mission trip was with Jeff and Heidi Bogue.
How about that?
When I was a freshman in high school. She was pregnant with Josiah.
Wow.
That's how long ago that was. It was my first real exposure to the nations. So just developed this heart for the nations that when you don't experience the nations, it's hard to develop and really understand the Great Commission. So it was my first exposure to really God's heart for the give it away and missions.
Yeah. How about you, Jeremy?
I think when I was in college, I joined a missions team to inner city Chicago. And it was to a place called Inner City Impact. We went there once a month. I spent a summer in Caprini Green in Chicago, and then I just felt like God was probably calling me somewhere in the city, and so right after my senior year, I moved to inner city Philadelphia. Urban Hope, which is now Momentum Ministry Partners or something like that. Absolutely just kind of had the opportunity to see how God works in missions and kind of been doing it all along ever since. So it was just natural to flow into this. Yeah.
Cool. How about you, John?
Yeah. So I would have gone on my first missions experience back in 2018 as a Christ follower, went down to Mazatlan, Mexico with one of our church partners, which is unique because it's the only one that we all three share down at Shoulder to Shoulder. And yeah, got connected there, and they're kind of like God kind of captured my heart for what it could look like to invest your life in people. And instead of like something like money, that was kind of the thing that I was chasing after at the time, being a college student and everything. And got to live a few summers down in Mexico, like being part of Shoulder to Shoulder's team as a translator. Met my now wife there. Like it just kind of like, it really kind of opened my eyes to God's capital C church and everything that he's doing there and what he invites us to be a part of is so much bigger than anything that we could ever imagine. So it was, it's just been kind of like a trickle down effect of one trip led to one summer, led to like all these different things. And now here we sit and by his grace.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell us, John, maybe continue on here. So give us an idea of some of the give it away ministries that Bath Campus has, kinds of things that, what are some of the places you send people to, teams that go out, those kind of things?
Yeah, so Give It Away in its most base form is helping with the relationships outside the four walls of our church. And so whether that looks like local partnerships with other ministries that are trying to make Jesus make sense in the greater Akron area, to, and then broaden that to like the global aspect of that, of like, how do we make Jesus make sense to the nations? So we get to help facilitate those relationships. Currently at the Bath campus, we have four places like globally that we look at as like key partnerships. So that would be like Mazatlan, Mexico, working with Shoulder to Shoulder Ministries. We're in Guatemala right now with Food for the Hungry. We also go to, through Momentum Ministry Partners, we go to inner city Philly, and then inner city Los Angeles. So love getting to do that. And then we're kind of exploring some new areas right now as well. So it's just, it's a fun time to be in global men.
In fact, Bath Campus has a team in Philly now. Right?
Yes, they have it's unique. Yeah, as we're recording this, we have a team in inner city Philly. There's about 60 middle school students, parents, and like leaders there. And then we have another team of, I think it's 11 adults in Guatemala, like as we speak. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. How about you, Sarah? Tell us about Give It Away Ministries at the Norton campus.
Yeah, like John said, Give It Away is anything's kind of emphasis outside the walls. We have a really special relationship with our local public schools, as well as some local ministry partners. But then globally, we have some exciting partnerships. We Shoulder to Shoulder, and we actually have a specific church that we work with every time we go to Shoulder, it's called Sion Church. And we have a really special partnership with that church. In fact, their pastor is coming to Norton to spend time with us in just a couple of weeks. They pray for us, we pray for them, we encourage them, they encourage us. We have a really just kind of a unique partnership there. We also have a newer partnership in the Dominican Republic with a missions organization called Love Restored. Okay. And they work with absolutely the most vulnerable people of the Dominican Republic, issues of trafficking. They have safe houses for women who have been through all kinds of crazy things. We also, 30 plus years ago, prior to Jeff Bogue being the youth pastor at Norton, Roger Scarborough was the youth pastor, and he's been serving in Native America and been a partner with Norton for over 30 years. So we regularly send teams to Native America.
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico, Arizona. So it's both. So we just had a team come back that served on the Zuni Native American Reservation, as well as with a school called Indigenous Bible College, where they empower Native Americans to go and share the gospel back on their indigenous tribes. So it's a really cool partnership there.
Yeah, I know since it's summer, I thought we'd spend most of the time talking about the trips that folks take, but maybe you mentioned the schools, the local schools. You guys actually almost share property.
A yard, basically.
Yeah. So tell us about your Norton campus interaction with the Norton schools.
It really is a special partnership. We have impact clubs, both at elementary school, middle school, and high school. We host all the senior nights for the sports. We do back to school things. We help with school supplies. We contribute to, they call it the Panther's Closet, where any student who has needs can go to the Panther's Closet and get things like shoes and coats and socks and underwear. We help with all of that. And then we also have a small food pantry that the school knows they can call us at any time. And we're going to make sure that their kids they're concerned about, we can deliver food to their backpacks or invest with families that way. It's a pretty cool partnership.
That's a very cool partnership, yeah. How about at Medina, Jeremy? Tell us about Give It Away at Medina.
Yeah. Before I even get into Medina, Sarah Friddle, you are awesome. I grew up with Sarah, so I just want to say I'm just amazed at what God has done. So
thank you.
Norton is my home. It's where I grew up. And so to see all that they're doing there is pretty cool. I think at Medina, so we have two primary global initiatives. So we do Mazatlan. We go to Shoulder there. And same thing, the same church that we work with each time. We just had a team come back last week from Mazatlan. It was a pretty awesome trip. I didn't get to go yet. I'm excited to hopefully go in December. So we go in June and December. We have the same weeks every year. And then we have a partnership with some churches in France. So we have a church in Trévoux, France every year. We do a English camp for children. It's a great opportunity for the church to get to know parents outside of the church and to get to know families outside of the church, where they have seen a church that was a couple of years ago, just around 25 people. After the first Bible camp, the next year, that same church was around 100.
Wow.
And in a primarily atheist culture, where, but people are aching for Jesus and they don't know about him. So that's pretty cool. And so what we're doing in partnering with them is we're like passionate about trying to get to a place where we're planting new churches. So this year, I'll be leaving in like a week to go over there with our team and kind of work on our partnership, solidify some of those things. We actually have a church in a village called Amplepuy, about 3,500 people, I think. No church in the entire town. There is a Catholic church that has about two people that attend on a weekly basis. Wow. And it's more of a museum. And so there are 25 people meeting in a house right now, and they just were able to purchase, I guess would be the right word, a building. It's a three-story building that they're going to turn into a church. And so we're even getting ready to mobilize another team to go and start helping with that. And so just super excited about being able to do that. There's a third church plant that we're hoping to be a part of, and then they just have a vision to reach all of France.
Wow.
And God is like, people are walking past churches in France and going, what is that? And walking in and accepting Jesus, because they've never heard anything like that. Yeah. So our teams get to experience that right there. We also serve in Philadelphia, right? And that's super awesome. And then we actually have a local Go team that goes to Cups Cafe in Medina and does a kids camp. So this will be the first year for that. We're doing one camp in July, the first week of July. We're hoping to do three camps next year is what they're asking us. So great opportunities to just pass on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
I'd love to go to the one in France with you sometime. I actually had the opportunity to, I lived about 2 hours from there for about 3 years.
Wow, that's cool.
And I'd love to go back to that area.
Yes.
Yeah. That place. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, it's exciting to think of all those things going on at all those campuses. So how about some life change stories? Can you guys think of maybe a story where you've seen someone's life just kind of radically changed by an experience with Give It Away, one of the trips or the local experiences, whatever? John, you want to start with that?
It's ironic that we're like having this conversation when we are, because like I think there are two people in particular, where two stories in particular that have been playing out, that this has been like a long burn, so to say, similar to how like we all kind of ended up in our chairs like through one experience. It all started with one experience. You think of, if you guys are familiar with the names Naomi Bogue and Dan Kilker, these would have been people that have kind of grown up in the Grace ecosystem. They had one experience like missions wise when they were younger, and then like Dan kind of got plugged into Philly and has been walking with the student ministries, like going to Philly year after year after year, to the point that then he started like leading that trip along with a few other leaders, and now he is actually there as like a basically like a missionary in training. Like it's the new version of a resident that we're, you know, that we're test running with him, which he's amazing for. And so he's working with Rob Rojas in that full time. Like he's full time, he raised his support, like he's there. So that's amazing. Naomi Bogue, same similar story, but with Shoulder to Shoulder, like has grown up going to Shoulder, and then like just this past year at the turn of the year, she made it down there and she's living there full time. And she's now the director of their Safe Zone program, like working with at-risk youth that are in danger of going into sex trafficking, drug cartels. Like it's incredible. Like, so I look at like those stories of like, that's all started with, I think I'm gonna do this trip like to this place. Like, I don't know, like, why am I paying this amount of money? Like, you know, all these questions, and now they're like, they're bought in, they're owning it, and they're like building momentum for the kingdom with it. So it's, I don't know, those are two stories that just kind of come to mind.
Yeah. They're fabulous stories. I know probably Dan's story a little better than I know Naomi's, but yeah, it's been an amazing to watch him grow and mature as just as a young man and as a follower of Jesus, and take all the steps and trust You know, I remember Dan saying that, you know, for him to make that move from Wadsworth, Ohio to inner city Philadelphia is a big, big step.
And for sure.
You know, I remember him saying that he felt like if he didn't do that, he would be disobeying God. Totally, he just felt like that was a call on his life he had to do, so that's cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Sarah? What are some life changes you've seen in people that just stood out to you?
I think some of the most special stories are people that are going on missions experiences in a time of life transition. Mm-hmm. So high schoolers considering whether or not God has a call towards missions or towards ministry for their lives, and college students that are for the first time having to consider how in the world do I do this adult thing. And even we've had some really cool people that are nearing retirement going, I honestly don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, or where I should be investing my time, or where in I should be investing my money, and going on missions experience and going, wow, the world is so much bigger than I understood.
Yeah.
And I don't need to, you know, hoard my retirement or my time. I need to give my life away in unique ways. So I think in the times of life transition are when I've seen some of the most encouraging just moments of life change. Mm-hmm. And when we see people that they have an American worldview and it switches to being a very biblical worldview, they go from ignorance to understanding of the world in unique ways.
Yeah.
And just how you understand the Great Commission in such deeper ways. It's been really fun to see and be a part of those.
Yeah. How about you, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, I think even life change amongst people who are where we're going to, right?
So
when I first moved to Philly in 2002, there was a dude who lived across the street from my wife and I. I guess he didn't live. He sold drugs across the street from my wife and I. His name was Rocky, and he was a pretty big time drug dealer, and he went to prison, and in prison he remembered teams of people coming to his neighborhood and loving on everybody around them in the neighborhood, and he talked to the chaplain and found Jesus. And when he came back, when he got out of prison and came back to Philadelphia, he went right back to that church. Hmm. And right back to love those people, became a pastor. He's now pastoring in one of the churches in the city.
Is he really?
Pretty incredible story, right? Of what those teams of people who he was like, why are these people coming to my neighborhood? You know? Mm-hmm. And so life changed there. And then I think of teenagers just like Sarah. We had a bunch of young people this last year go to Philadelphia. Of that team, there was a girl named Grace whose life was so impacted that she said, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. She's extremely brilliant. She was going to be a microbiologist. And God put it so deeply on her heart that she was like, no, I need to serve God. I need to tell people about Jesus. I need to be in mission. So she's going to be one of our Give It Away interns starting this year and start going to Grace. And just other kids just in that same way whose lives were just completely impacted through that mission trip to where they're a completely different person today from who they were before they left. I think that's just a huge part of why we do what we do. There's a family, Dylan and Elizabeth, who went to France. Mm-hmm. And their lives completely and utterly changed. They're going every year to France now. They're investing in people in their local community. They're loving on people. This is what God does. He not only, he works in both places, and that's what partnership is, right? So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so this question might be a little repetitive, and if it is, just tell me, but I'd love to hear you. I'd love to hear kind of one of your favorite stories, one something you will never forget from your own personal experience in Give It Away ministry, whether it's seeing life change like that, whatever it might be. What's one of the experiences that you will never forget?
I can start.
Okay.
So we just got back from, I guess, it's not just, that was April. Wow, time flies. We took a team to the Dominican Republic in April, and we weren't 100% sure what we were going to be doing. We knew we'd be doing a few building things and spending a lot of time with at-risk kids. And in the middle of our week, they were getting ready for this safe house to accept some new women from very difficult circumstances. In the middle of the week, all the electricity in the safe houses went out.
Wow.
We had zero knowledge that we would be doing anything related. And we happened to, by God's kindness, we had an electrical engineer and an electrician who had no intention of doing anything electrical. And those women were able to move into that safe house because God put an electrician and an electrical engineer on a team that didn't have any knowledge that that's what they would be doing, but God. But God. And I feel like every time we go on a team, we see these but God moments where he shows up in ways that makes me emotional, in ways that we could never have planned.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
How about you, John? You got one?
Yeah, there is so our young adults team just got back from Mazatlan, Mexico, and this year they had a team member who has a diagnosis of high functioning autism, and where the world would just kind of like shut the door on this guy, we like wanted to make this an opportunity that he could invest into and like and jump into. And it was wild because the team leaders came back and they were just ranting and raving about this guy.
Wow.
Like all week, just boldly sharing Jesus to everybody. Wow. That he could. And I'll never forget like the one-liner that that they dropped on me, that he dropped on everybody, when he was talking with these church leaders. Like he's in this room like doing a devotional with the leaders of this very small church on this peninsula side of Mazatlan, Mexico. And he's like, guys, I've stopped looking at my disability as my disability. It's my story.
Wow.
It's my testimony. Wow. Of how God has shown up in my life. And sure enough, this guy came back a few weeks ago, and we just sat in my office here like a few days ago, and he's talking through like, what would it look like for me to engage God's mission like Wow. globally? Like, can I start to investigate some of that? And so we just had an initial conversation, like just talking through some of that. But like, no matter where he ends up going, how that ends up playing out, I'm just like say whatever you want, man, but like God is like using him in incredible ways. And like that, in that experience, in that devotional, like literally opened up the entire room to like sin and confession and like and testimony that people had never even engaged before in a cross-cultural context.
Yeah.
Like, so for, I love how God will use just like the most unexpected things to break down every sort of barrier. And this guy was a testimony of that. And he was the guy that would always jump into like the dirty thing that, like, you know, you're doing stuff on a trip that is a little uncomfortable, and then there's that next thing that they come with like come at you with, and you're like, he would be the first guy like, yes, I'm done, I'm there. And so he really led the charge in all of that. So I'm just like, and he's bringing that back to here. He's like, I want to jump in here, I want to get like be faithful here with that, help me translate those lessons to here, and then also help me like figure this out when it comes to what global ministries looks like for me. So I'm just like, that's so fun, man.
That is fun. It's such a beautiful example of seeing the body at work, you know.
Yeah.
And that maybe a weaker, you know, part of the body is actually showing us the strength that we all need to be able to express.
I love it, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Really beautiful.
That's cool.
How about you, Jeremy? That's an experience you won't forget.
I think that God often works in ways that we don't even know are coming or can't even see. And one of the coolest things ever, when we got to France last year on Sunday, we went to the church service. There were two teenagers that were being baptized.
Mm.
And this church probably holds like 100 people max. And there were about 150 people there, standing room only, people outside the church, walls, like listening to speakers, and a lot of family members who had never heard the gospel before.
Mm-hmm.
And these two kids were baptized. And if that's not enough, okay, then because of the English camp, something amazing happened. So this teenage girl, was listening, was on YouTube, and she heard a Forrest Frank song. And she's like, what is Jesus? So she started watching other videos about Jesus. Like, what is Jesus? Trying to figure it out. She accepted Jesus in her room. No, never heard of Jesus before. Her parents don't know anything about Jesus. She accepts Jesus. She goes downstairs. She says, I want to be baptized. This guy, this pastor on YouTube said, I need to be baptized once. So her mom's like, I don't know what to do. Her mom calls a friend. The friend says, I don't know either. This friend is an atheist as well. She said, I don't know anything about Jesus, but my son is going to an English camp. Mm. And he's going to this English camp at this church. And their pastor is a really cool guy, and he knows about Jesus. So she says, you should go there, and you should ask that pastor. You believe this? You should ask that pastor. So the family, so Jeremy in France, so we both have the same name, but we say it a little different. He gets a call while I'm in the car with him, mid-English camp. And he's like, no way. And so he's telling me this story after he gets off the call. And I'm like, that is incredible. So this mom... So that next Sunday, this mom and dad met with Jeremy. That night, met with Jeremy. The night that we talked in the car, they met with him. And then that Sunday, mom and dad and daughter are baptized.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So the only thing that our missions trip did, the only thing that our Go Team de France did in that scenario was we put on an English camp that allowed people to know, to like learn English, and it opened doors for the church.
Wow.
And then God was like, watch this. I'm gonna have this girl watch YouTube. And then her whole family's gonna come to know Jesus.
Wow.
Because of YouTube. And Jeremy and his church are there to answer the call.
Wow.
Right? That was just, I'll never forget that. Yeah. Because like.
But you can't design that.
You can't make that up, man. Yeah, man. You can't make that up.
That's
incredible.
That's cool. Yeah.
So what an amazing story. Yeah, very cool.
That's awesome.
Well, perfect. Those stories set up, I think, exactly what we should talk about next. So obviously, you know, you guys all mentioned accounts of like getting out of the daily routine, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of people stepping out of what's normal to do something unique and different, and seeing God work in really powerful ways. So just talk more about that, maybe if a couple of you could. Mm-hmm. How does stepping outside of kind of the everyday routine help people encounter God in new ways? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what mission trips do, right? So
on steroids.
On steroids.
Yeah, you're right.
So talk more about that. How have you seen it happen? Why do you think it happens? And mm-hmm. just in a way that would encourage people listening to consider going on a trip maybe when they never have.
I think when we're willing to say, God, I'm going to step out of my comfort and I'm going to do something that I don't even know, you know.
Put on an English camp in France.
Yeah, put on an English camp in France. Go to inner city Philadelphia. But we're going somewhere that we're completely unfamiliar with, and we're saying, okay, God, you have to do something because I can't do anything here. I don't even know. Mm. And then we get to watch God do it. What that does is it brings us back to the truth, the reality of God's power, mm-hmm. of his sovereignty, of his control, his faithfulness. Like, we can trust that he will take care of those situations. Mm-hmm. And then when I come home to where I am comfortable, man, if I'm not energized and it's not powerful and it doesn't push me to step out, you know, and that's what was maybe most incredible in Philly. Those teenagers came home. They started Bible studies in their school. Mm-hmm. One girl sang a worship song in one of her classes and then was invited by another teacher to come down there and sing the same song. And so like three different classes ended up hearing the gospel through song. Like, but that was because she stepped out of her comfort zone. She did something crazy when everybody else just gave a speech.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? And that's where, hey God, just take control and you will see his power, and it's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, on our mission teams, we always end the week with, and now what? Mm-hmm. Like, this week cannot be about just this week. It's about relationships that you built in another culture. It's about a lot of things, but how is your life different mm-hmm. as the result of having been here? How are you, empowering you with skills on how to share your faith? Now, who is the person you are going to go home what is your plan and who are you going to share that story that you can share in a different country or in a different setting? Who are you going to share that story with at home? If it doesn't change, if it just a change for a week, we've missed something. Mm-hmm. It's to propel and change everything for the rest of your life, to see the world different, to see people different, and to look around and go, I have friends and neighbors that are going to hell. What am I going to do about it?
Right.
If we're not doing that, then we shouldn't go if we're not willing to consider what it means forever. Yeah. And so those are the things that really get me charged up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it really like forces you, because we talk about this comfort zone thing.
Yeah.
And what we like are talking about is where we can place our trust. Like I place my trust in my comfort so often. And I'm talking me personally.
Yeah.
So when you get into a context where you're in an unfamiliar environment with unfamiliar, maybe language, or at least an unfamiliar culture, I don't know my way around. I don't know what to eat. Like, I don't know how to act. I don't know what to wear. Like, you're like, your trust has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's like, okay, God, I guess we're trying to prep you to like, all right, so trust God in the middle of this, give him the blank check this week and like see what happens. And when you start placing your trust in God in those moments, like, I think we really get to see an impact, like in a heart level, like in us personally, we get to see an impact in the people that we get to interact with, our teammates, our partners, the people that we just kind of meet around. And then the big thing is like, that impact can carry, like that. I talk about this in our teams, that these aren't bookshelf experiences. These are springboard experiences. So like, this isn't something that like, man, that was awesome, I'm going to put that on the bookshelf and just like let it collect dust and then eventually throw it out. And like when I'm doing spring cleaning, it's a springboard of like, no, I remember when this sparked this, which sparked this, which sparked this. So like, it's, I think these experiences where you get out of your norm are so helpful at just really getting you really like face to face with God and like, where do I need to trust you more and more?
Yeah.
And then how does that play out in my everyday? Like, this is 1 week out of 52. Yeah. So what happens the other 51? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love it, man.
That's cool. Yeah. I remember reading a book not too long ago about how we kind of grow spiritually and the kinds of things that impact us. And this author was talking about how gaining knowledge and learning information won't ever change your character, but experiencing God firsthand, you know, is what creates change in our lives. And there's really few better places than one of the kind of experiences you guys are talking about to help create that. Okay, so how about opportunities? What kinds of give it away opportunities do you guys have coming up at your campuses that you would encourage people to get connected to? And so maybe what are they? And then how would you answer this question? What would you say to someone who feels God kind of nudging them to step into one of those but feels hesitant?
Mm-hmm.
So opportunities and some advice.
Just go. It's called a go team. So get on the bus and go.
Yeah.
We do the trip to Mazatlan twice a year is what we're trying to do. So we have one coming up in December, the first week of December, and then we'll have it again the first week of June next year. We will probably have a second France trip sometime in the late fall or maybe in the winter, and then going back to the summer again, just because of Amplipuy. And I'm thinking like prayer walks and talking to people in that city and just kind of getting to know the people in that city for relational reasons for Jesus, for kind of setting those things up. Even giving some of our interns the opportunity to go and spend some time there. Next year, and again, it's a cycle, right? It's an ongoing cycle, but three times. We're going to need three times the people for Cups Cafe next year.
Mm-hmm.
And these are kids in Medina County who not only don't have the opportunity to hear the gospel a lot, but also just don't have people taking care of them other than Cups.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're not at camp during the summer, they are on their own. on the street, which is weird to think about in Medina County.
Yeah.
Doesn't even kind of compute in our minds, but they are. And so, you know, we're trying to kind of bridge that gap and be there and be the ones bringing the gospel. And so for our people at Medina, just if you feel God calling you, don't deny it. Mm-hmm. Step out, because it can change your life and the lives of others. So pretty awesome.
Yeah. How about Norm, Sarah?
We have a bunch of things upcoming for our young adults ministry. And in just about a month, we're sending some young adults to Columbus for an experience called Encounter Columbus, where they get to spend some time at a mosque learning about Islam, spend some time at a Hindu temple learning about Hinduism, be surrounded by missionaries talking about the call that God has on their lives, talking about God's heart for the nations. So it's less mission trip and more missions exposure. Mm. It's a really cool opportunity for young people to...
There's still opportunity to be a part of that.
Totally. Okay. Still opportunities. Okay. Sign-ups are still going on. We have Philly, 3rd through 6th grade families are headed to Philly as like third a parent discipleship experience. So parents to spend about 4 days just really pouring into their kids and helping their kids to learn a heart for...
With Rob Rojas.
With Rob, yep, through Momentum. That's super awesome. Excited about that one. We're sending a team to the Dominican in October. That one's probably by the time this is published, it'll be closed. But our team in January headed to... serve alongside Sion Church in Mexico is totally open.
There you go.
Sign up. Bunch
of opportunities.
How about
for you? What would you say to somebody that feels God nudging them but feels hesitant?
If you don't have a good reason not to, you better be doing it. If the Holy Spirit is doing something, don't ignore that. Yeah, Do not ignore it. God leads you to it, he will provide financially. He will provide through prayers. He'll provide just in every kind of provision. Don't ignore it.
That's cool. Good advice.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Just do it.
Bath campus wise, we're gearing up. We're kind of in the middle of our summer like overhaul with trips. So by the time this is like all published and everything, those will be kind of said and done. But we're getting geared up to do a fall trip to Philadelphia with Rob Rojas and Momentum Ministry Partners. We're trying to nail down dates, but we're looking at like late September. And then turn of the year, we're actually looking at we're entering a new chapter with Shoulder to Shoulder in Mazatlan, Mexico. And we're trying to do very similar to what you guys have been able to do of like going back to the same church and like almost building that like church to church level like partnership. So we're going to be like going full bore on that with a co-ed team. Anybody 18 plus like is welcome to do that. So that'll be like end of January, beginning of February here next year. And then there will be a whole bunch of trips that will kind of kick into gear once the new year hits with student ministries, collective, like our young adults, adult trips, like Power Kids, we're working with them too. Like it'll be a fun time, but like those two in particular are probably two of our like up and coming. Yeah. And then when it comes to like advice for doing a trip, there are so many ways to get involved globally. Like it's not even funny. Like I could introduce you today to some of our local partners that serve the nations here, right here, right now in Akron, which you would never think about. But like specifically if it comes to like a trip, it's like if you don't, echoing with these guys, like if you don't have a good reason not to, then just try it. I mean, if nothing else, you are giving 1 week of yourself to serving another community, another person. Like God is going to teach you something like at a minimum on one of these teams. So why not just say that you did it? Like at a minimum, just try it out, man. My mom used to always say, like, you can't say you don't like something if you don't try it, you know, like kind of thing.
Moms are smart.
Moms do be smart. So like, so just jump on. Try something or be a part of somebody's sending team, like give towards somebody else like going. If you can't go yourself, like be part of like making something like this possible. We have missionaries that are coming back into town like this summer, like in a couple weeks. Mm. The Falkenbergs and Naomi, they're coming back from shoulder to shoulder. Okay. They're coming back for a month or so. Like, we can help schedule that stuff out, and like you can learn a little bit more about what our missionaries are doing. But just like take a step.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And so,
I would just say to parents, if you have other vacations planned. And you have other ideas, like your kids are in sports there and all these things. Nothing will be more impactful to your child's life than discipling them into getting out of their comfort zone and serving Jesus and serving others. Nothing else is going to be as impactful as that, because that's you showing them that this is what is most so good.
And I love the idea of, you know, some of these trips are set up so parents can take their kids.
Right.
Literally.
Do that stuff together. Yeah. That's beautiful. How about the practical ways for people to get connected? Websites, the weekly newsletter, all those things. Maybe just give us a little advice for how to actually get connected to your campus to one of these trips.
Yeah. So for Bath Campus, at least, you guys can always check out our website. So under Get Involved, like you can see our Global Ministries like tab, and from there you can kind of navigate like anything from like upcoming trips to where we partner to like why we do what we do, because we're weird like in the best way. Like opportunities like that. If you're here like actually in the building, like the Bath building, we have a wall that's dedicated to missions and our global partners. You can actually like use every missionary is represented there that we currently support or that we've sent out. That are all across the world, you can like scan that QR code and actually get updates from them, like, and get connected with them relationally. So we love building those relationships out. So those are just a couple of the ways that you can do that through here. Those are some of the best ways to like self-navigate.
How about it, Norton?
Pretty similar. Our website always has the dates of the upcoming trips. You'll see them, any open trip you'll see in the weekly, as well as in the Next Steps tab on the website or on the QR on the back of the seats.
There you go.
And a Medina.
Yeah, all of those things. Website, the weekly on the website. We have the Give It Away and Care wall where you can find out about our missions teams. Maybe the most in-person, easiest way, July 18th and 19th is our global partner weekend. So the Falkenbergs will be there. Jeremy will be there with five teenagers from France and a chaperone. And so we are going to interview Ben and Jeremy, and we are going to just talk about what that ministry is, what it's all about. There will be some stuff from Philly there. There will be some stuff from Cubs Cafe there. And our missions team leaders, because we kind of focus on having a leader for each team that goes out. Those leaders will also be there, so you can talk with them about what they do and you can get involved. You can sign up for the interest teams and just kind of get involved as quickly as possible in that weekend. So
cool.
Super easy way. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Two more questions for each of you guys. How about complete this sentence for me, okay?
Okay.
If someone has never participated in a missions trip, I would tell them what?
Do it. Do it. Do it.
If the Holy Spirit's doing something,
do it. Do it.
Nice. Take a step. Yep. Take a step. Be a part. Be a part of one. It doesn't necessarily always mean going, but like be a part.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. How about for each of you, what's maybe one or two ways folks who listen to this could pray for the Give It Away ministry at your campus?
I mean, like we said, in France, the Holy Spirit is moving in incredible ways in a culture that's really less than 2% know Jesus. And so just be praying that the gospel continues to move, that our teams that are going there can make a difference, that the church in Trévoux and Amboise-Puy and in Lyon and Paris, that those churches can continue to make headway. Pray for shoulder to shoulder, that God continues to strengthen them and build them up and continues to build the churches in Mazatlan, Mexico, and other places. And same with Philly, with Rob Rojas and the team there, man. I know those neighborhoods. Those are my neighborhoods. And so they need Jesus. And it's just such a great thing that they're doing there. So pray for them. Yeah.
I would say we've seen just like this momentum and excitement towards missions. People that are desiring to pray, people that are desiring to give, send, go. We would just love, I think all of us for sure, that we would steward that momentum well. Would not be something that's this flash of excitement or this moment, but that it builds this momentum and that we as leaders and for people that are going, that it would just be a moment that is stewarded into a love for the world in unique ways, that we'd be able to call out what we see in people, that they would continue the momentum of just the excitement for the globe.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I'd echo that, just that mentality of continued impact. Like both in the places that we get invited to be a part of, for God's Global Sea Church, where we get to partner, where we get to go, impact for their ministries, and then continued impact for the people that get to participate, that we get to send.
Wow.
And then specifically for Bath Campus, we say it all the time here at Grace, but relationships are the new excellence, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so stewarding the relationships well, for Bath Campus, we're kind of at a turning point in a lot of fun ways for our global ministries. I got to shout out my team members, Sarah Yiko and Marissa Snyder. They are incredible, as well as all the other lay leads that help make global ministries what it is, because they are the ones that make these relationships excellent with all the people that we get to partner with across the globe. But just continued wisdom and guidance as we're turning a new chapter in our global ministries. Where does God want us to invest? How do we do that well? How do we raise up new leadership, to carry that momentum forward and those relationships forward? So that'd be huge.
Perfect. Well, thanks guys. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's great to, hear about those ministries I know it's true that all of us as followers of Jesus are called to go and be part of God's mission. And whether it's going across the street to talk to a neighbor or being a part of a missions trip that's in another country across the ocean, we're called to do that. And so I hope today's conversation encourages people to be part of the Give It Away ministry at their campus more and more, to pray for it, to support it, and to consider jumping in and going. And taking advantage of the life-changing experience of being putting yourself outside your comfort zone and allowing God to work in a powerful way. So we will put the information you heard these guys talking about, how to connect with them, upcoming trips. They'll be in the show notes, and so you can look for that there if you want to get connected. And otherwise, thanks for listening today, and thanks for continuing to be part of the Enjoy More podcast.